Hello and welcome to The Pulse, talking tech at MHC. This podcast is produced by the educational technology team at Mount Holyoke College. Our staff are on hand to help faculty and students with the major technologies used in teaching and learning here at Mount Holyoke. If you'd like to hear more about what we do or collaborate with us on a project, please reach out to our team at edtech@mtholyoke.edu. On this episode, my colleague Annie will share with you our five most frequently asked questions about Moodle. Stay tuned for the answers. Enjoy the show.
Question one, how do I make a course visible to my students? To make a course visible to students in Moodle, a teacher can follow these steps. Log into Moodle and go to the course page. Click on the gear menu on the right-hand side of the page and select the Edit Settings option from the drop-down menu. In the General section, find the Visible option and select Show from the drop-down menu. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and click on the Save and Display button. After following these steps, the course will be visible to students who are enrolled in it. Moodle question two. I am teaching several sections of the same course. Can I merge them all into one section so that it's easier for me to manage? Yes, you can. We call this a metacourse. In order to ensure the students are enrolled in this combined section appropriately, the EdTech team needs to set this up for you. Please contact us with your metacourse requests. Question three. How do I send out a message to my entire class? Will it also go to students who are on the wait list? We recommend using course announcements to message an entire class. When you post a message here, all the students enrolled in the course will automatically receive an email with the content of the message. Only instructors can post to this forum using the Add a New Discussion button. You can include attachments like videos and PDFs. Both you and your students can easily view past messages that you've posted by looking through the course announcements activity. It is worth noting that messages sent via course announcements will reach all the students who are listed as active in your Moodle participants list for the course. This includes registered students and students who are on the wait list until the add drop period ends. Moodle question four. How do I add an auditor, teaching assistant, or student mentor to my course? To add an auditor or teaching assistant to your Moodle course, follow these steps. Log into your Moodle course and go to the Participants tab. Click on the Enroll Users button at the top right-hand corner of the screen. In the Enroll Users window, enter the email address of the person you want to add as an auditor or teaching assistant. Choose the appropriate role, for example, non-editing teacher or teaching assistant, from the role drop-down menu. Click on the Enroll button to add the person to your course. If the person you want to add is not yet registered in Moodle, please have them log in one time at moodle.mountholyoke.edu in order to generate a profile for them in our system. Then repeat the steps above. Moodle question five. How do I add required readings or required video content to my course? There are a few approaches to adding materials to your course. Worth noting at the top is that LITS can acquire course reserve materials for you and will work with you to make them available to your students. LITS has published instructions on how to request print reserves, electronic reserves, and video reserves for your courses. A link to these instructions is included in this podcast notes. We also suggest consulting the LITS Copyright Guide for Best Practices, which is also linked in the show notes. If you already have materials saved as files that you'd like to add to your course, Moodle offers a drag and drop feature. To add files directly to your course, go to your course and turn on editing via the button at the upper left. Browse to the file you wish to add to your course. Click the file you wish to upload and drag it directly to the course week or block you want to add it to. You can also select and drag multiple files at once. To select multiple files, on a PC use Control and click, and on a Mac use Command and click. If you drag and dropped a zipped or compressed file, Moodle will ask how you want to handle the zipped file. Choosing the Unzip Files and Create Folder option unzips the files and creates a folder containing them in the course, week, or block where you dragged the zip file. Choosing the Create File resource keeps the file compressed so that students can download the zipped file in its entirety. The individual files contained in the zipped file will not be viewable from Moodle in the course screen.
Hi everyone, Lindsay here with one thing you should know about LITs. Here's today's fact. Did you know that community members can make an appointment with a technologist, research librarian, archivist, or the help desk through the LITs website? Start at lits.mtholyoke.edu, scroll down to see our featured resources, and click on Make an Appointment. We hope to see you soon.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode. This is Stephanie to introduce our technology trivia question, which is as follows. The first version of this common computer accessory was made of wood. Can you guess what it is? Tune in next time to hear the answer, along with more EdTech updates from our team. See you soon!